Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. Today, God talks to us through the Apostle Paul. And he says to us, I wish for you to be free from all anxieties. Isn't that nice? And then he tells us how. Don't get married. Is that not true? That's what he says. So, I ain't going to add anything to that. I can't do anything. I don't know. But the reality is, I promise you, those who aren't married, like old celibates like me, still have anxieties. But then he says, those who aren't married get anxieties about the Lord and serving the Lord. But if you get married, you got to be pleasing your wife. Now, those of you who are men know that. And the women know if you're married, you got to please your husband. And so that causes anxiety. But it causes anxiety to those of us who are not married too, because I got to worry about the parish, I got to worry about the building, I got to worry about money coming in, I got to worry about all these things. It's part of the reality. But how do we get there, is I think the gospel talks about that Jesus has authority. So as long as we're trying to run our life by our own authority, as long as we're trying to be the God of our universe or the God of the universe, we are filled with anxiety. When we hand over the authority of our life to Jesus, and we let him be Lord of our personal lives, of our family lives, of our sexual lives, of our financial lives, then we have much, much less anxiety. The problem is, we still cling to wanting to be in charge of any of these things. Huh? Again, years ago, I don't see it as much as I used to, but there used to be a group that talk about, you know, the men must be in charge of the families and they must lord it over. And if the woman, you know, I had a couple that he divorced his wife because she wouldn't obey him. What a jerk, right? That the reality was that that's not what it means when it says, wives, be submissive to your husbands. It means you all need to be submissive to the Lord, correct? And then the husband is the one who serves his wife by giving his life for her. And the woman serves her husband by giving her life for him. That's what it's about. It's not about power and who's in charge. Because who should be in charge of all of our lives? Jesus. Period. Not you. Nobody else. You're not in charge of your family. Jesus is. And if you are in charge of your family, there's a problem. Right? So today we got to sit there and think, is Jesus the Lord of every part of my life? And if he's not, then today I don't leave this church or I don't stop listening to this recording until I have made Jesus in charge of every part of my life. That he needs to be Lord of it all. And when he is Lord, then he has the authority to cast out the demons in our lives, in our hearts, and in our families. Right? That was the big thing about the gospel today. He spoke with authority, and his authority could cast out demons. There are demons in my heart, your heart, our families, and we think that we have the power to get rid of them. We don't, but he does. So today what we need to do is make sure that every part of my life, so ask the Lord at this Mass, Jesus, what part of my life is not under your lordship? And then give it to him. And then give him the authority of your life to deal with everything in your life. And when you and I do that, we'll be free from all the anxiety that we get from trying to be the God of our own life. It just doesn't work. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.